Hi, I'm Lizzie Richardson, fashion blogger to Love by Lizzie. I'm back with Janine from Own Your Own Style UK, Zahn from All Things Zahn, and in this episode, we're chatting through our recent trip to Bicester Village. We're sharing our tips on how you can make the most out of your day there. Upcycling denim, it's huge for sustainable fashion, and I have recently worked on a collaboration with At Divining Style. I talk through my design process of how I went about it. We then finish off with a little test of the Dyson Airwrap. Janine is a huge fan. She shows us what she does and how easy it is.
I've had so much caffeine today that I'm literally crawling across the ceiling. So.
Oh no, that's lovely. That's lovely. Well, have you all had a good morning?
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, great.
And Zahn, you're in lovely red. I see.
I've gone all dotty. I'm bringing the look.
Lovely. Absolutely fab. I've got on my new Bieber shirt. It's in tiger print. It's actually one of those like pajama sets style. Yeah. I've not bothered with the bottom part. I think it looks quite good with denim.
Oh, I'm glad you've got something on the bottom, Liz.
That's true.
Can we just say, I am actually wearing some buttons on this.
Me too. No, I'm wearing all black.
Do you know, I love the fact that you're wearing all black, because I sometimes think, particularly when you do Instagram, there's always that urge that you have to throw on colour. But
Ideally, you know what I'm like with colour? And I thought, no, I'm very happy in my black, and I've amped it up with my red lipstick. So, yeah, I'm here in black.
Oh, cool. Right, well, we're going to make a start on the chat for today. And the first thing we're going to talk about is Bicester Village.
Yeah.
Now, I know for some people, they're probably thinking that's very local. It's just in Buckinghamshire. But as we're local to it, we know it's actually an international destination point. It's not even just for the English. It feels quite international when you arrive, doesn't it?
It's like Disney for shopping, Lizzie.
Good description. I like that. But leave the kids at home.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Disney for adult shopping, yeah. Okay.
So we got the chance to go a couple of weeks ago, thanks to Zahn and her lovely invitation. We went to see Dior for their autumn collection, which was just fabulous. And we'll come on to some of that in a bit. But we thought we'd all share a couple of tips about, well, you can't really plan for Bicester Village in terms of shopping, but there are a few things before you go that you should take into consideration. So Janine, what would you share about Bicester Village first as a couple of tips?
Oh, well, okay. I went back there yesterday afternoon, actually. So fresh in my mind, too. A couple of tips. Go with an open mind. You kind of touched on this. To go with a list, I think you could end up coming home a bit disappointed. I think it is one of those shopping lists which kind of goes against the grain of what a stylist would say. Is go and just enjoy the experience. You may have a particular brand in mind that you're head for. If you do, get there early, because at the moment you have to go get into virtual queues. And for instance, as we know, the virtual queue for Dior goes by lunchtime. So you could then try and queue up and you won't get in. Get in there, get in the virtual queues if you need to, go early.
You kind of do have to plan a bit, because some you can just go in and some you can't. Okay. So you should check on the website, I think.
The big ones, Gucci, Prada,
Christian
Dior. Yeah, those ones you definitely have to queue to get into. Generally, the other ones, unless it's super busy, then you can still walk in and out. Go with an open mind, virtual queues, get there early, and plan where you're going to have lunch. There are probably three places that we know, aren't there? There's the Wolsey. Is that how you pronounce it? I think it is. You've got the farm shop, which is down one end, and you've got good old Pret. But it's not a wash, is it, with loads and loads of dining places? So book or bear that in mind when you're going to go.
If you want that dining experience with your shop, which some people do, don't they? I always do. We always put food either before or halfway through.
Bit of fizz.
But they have a lot of street stalls, as I describe them, that you can just grab and go, can't you? Which is quite nice as well.
Exactly. But if you want to sit down, then probably book Zahn.
Zahn, do you always stop for food?
I don't. I'm too busy shopping. But of course, there is the sushi. Gosh, it's gone out of my mind. There is
Somebody's just asked, sorry, is there any Jimmy Choo's there? Yes, there are.
Yes, I did.
And I actually tried a pair on yesterday. But
funny you mentioned Jimmy Choo, because I was going to say that I've been going to Bicester Village when I was still living in East London. And I mean, this is going back 20 years ago. And we used to do the trek across. It's much easier now living in Buckinghamshire. But I recall buying these about 15 years ago. And put them on today. Blue snakeskin, Jimmy Choo bats, and I. So that's the thing about Bicester Village, in that you can find treasures there that there forever.
That's
the joy to me. But it really has, from having been there for as long as I've been going, gone up a notch in terms, well, several notches in terms of quality, and it's just so. It's such an experience now. So there are dining out. I know that there's a Chinese restaurant that has opened up. They're very high quality, beautifully done on the far side, so the opposite side of the cafe. And of course, you'll have the Wolseley sort of in the middle. But then there's obviously pop-up stands as well. Yeah, it is. You definitely have to go with an open mind.
You do. And you also don't leave things. If you see something...
Yes.
If you see something that you love, don't leave it. And again, as a stylist, that's not something I often say. If I go shopping with people, it's like, think about it. But I have to say, there, it is the place. If you see something and you fall in love with it and you can afford it, then go with it. And make the weekend of it too. Hey, girls, because you can, Oxford's not far. You can get a direct train in from London. But as I say, Oxford isn't far, and Oxford's amazing too. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. You've got Westgate there as well. I think actually it's fair to say, from London you need to consider Marylebone Station. That's the direct station to get to Marylebone. I think it's Bakerloo line, so that's, and the trains are quite regular. And then I noticed on their website they promote it obviously direct from Oxford. You can also get the bus, and I know quite a few people do the bus. And Birmingham's also got a direct line, so it is definitely very easy to get to. And that's one of the points I want to kind of make as a local person, is it's unbelievable. They've really increased the car parking fivefold, tenfold. It's unbelievable. They've even got park and ride now. But if you go by car and you time it wrong, it's amazing the queue you can sit in. So definitely consider the train, for sure. But I go, so when I go with my hubby, we go for about, I think the boutique's open about 9, but we go for about 8 o'clock and go and have breakfast. And we're sort of in and out, because we have our favourite stores. I think when you go regularly, you just know where you want to go. And we kind of get out before it gets really busy. Or the other trick, if you want to pop along and just have a taster for it, and it's not too far to travel, I go after 3 o'clock, because it stays open till 7.
That's it.
And then that way you can fly in, and actually it's quite spacious. So, yeah, there's definitely bits you could do. My other tip, and I'm sorry, ladies, I can't take credit for this. My husband gave me this tip. Bicester Village is actually really good for men, without a doubt. In fact, I think men have greater success there sometimes compared to some of the women-specific styles.
Yeah, I'm with you, yeah.
Yeah, and what he has done, and I've since done but not used yet, is if you sign up to their membership program, which is free, you get like a QR code that you can keep on your phone. And then when you walk round, because Bicester Village is already discounted, and they're not big on big banners saying 20% off or anything. It's very discreet. It's very luxurious there. But you'll sometimes see a little card in their window that says private sale. And if you present your QR code at the point of purchase, you may, not on all shops, but you may get an extra 10 to 20%. And my husband's had quite success with that lately, with that kind of extra on the top. So that's definitely worth checking out on the website before going, I would say.
Really good point.
They have a sale on at the moment. So if you join up and you become one on their member site, That is going to give you an increased discount when you go. But you do need to be aware of which shops, so you scan the code at the beginning. And also, they're brilliant in terms of hand sanitizer, social distancing, and masks everywhere. So it's really a very safe environment.
Toilets are the best.
The best toilets.
They are. They are. They're like London hotel style.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna point out Karen, who I know goes with her husband as well. She says it's really good for men. It truly is. Mm-hmm. Especially, I would say, for suits, shirts, and sportswear.
Sportswear. And anybody who's worried about going at the moment, please don't. I know there has been in the past lots of things talked about Vista Village, but now they have you walk through like sort of a temperature, takes your temperature somehow, doesn't it, as you go in.
Yeah.
And they're very welcoming. But you do have to wear a mask inside and outside.
When
you're in the village, you don't you can't take it off. But I mean, that's fine. Stop for coffee somewhere, sit down. It just feels like a really nice experience, and it's not as crowded as it is other years. So if you are lucky enough to get there this summer, in the situation we're in, make the best of it, because the crowds are nothing like they normally are. So it's a bit like London, now's the time to go.
So I want to take this chance to give a little shout out to Lucy, the fashion illustrator that we met a couple of weeks ago, because she was absolutely lovely. So Lucy is from @liveeventartist, and I will pop her tag on our show notes. And we want to just kind of show what she did, because she was amazing, I thought. Let me just grab mine. So at the event we went to, they put on Lucy's event, in the fact that she'll take a photo of you and what you're wearing and then create a fashion illustration. And I have to say, I'm truly mean this. Wow. She has done one of the best. I've had 4 or 5 now through various events that I've gone to. This is definitely the best. And I think one of the things is she's, her unique style is that she doesn't really do facial features, which I think is great. And so I'm going to show you mine. So there's mine, like so. Have you girls got yours?
Oh gosh, I don't actually.
Oh, don't worry, don't worry.
I've got yours.
Thank you.
But what that's right. So what Lucy did for us, because Samantha couldn't join us for that event, and Lucy kindly, so Zahn picked out a standing photo of Samantha on Samantha's Instagram, and she kindly created, she had to take them away, didn't she? It wasn't quite, she could do on the side, but she drew all 4 of us individually and then put us together. There we go. So thank you, Lucy, for that.
Yes, thank you, Lucy.
My Hatfield dress, which I'm just obsessed with. So I have that now to remember. I'm framing mine for sure.
And do you know, since I was looking at this one this morning, and I have to say that if you've got your own little girl gang and there's 4 of you, I don't think you can fit more than 4 on this, or there's 3 of you, or even if you're a bride, because I know she does events like weddings and stuff, but like your bridesmaids or whatever you do for your hen party and stuff like that, I think that's a lovely keepsake. So I don't think you've got to wait to actually have an event. I think contact Lucy, because she did Samantha's from a photo.
Amazing.
So I think that'd be great.
Yeah, captured her perfectly.
Thank you, Lucy, thank you.
And Samantha, I know you're going to watch this back. I'm going to send that out to you straight after this. So moving on to upcycling denim. So this, we were due to talk about it on our last show, but we got a bit too chatty and ran out of time, basically. So we promised to bring it back for this. Now, if you saw my Instagram post this morning, you'd have already had a bit of a preview to the jacket that I'm going to show. So Catherine is from Divining Style. She set up her business about 6 months ago. Upcycling denim is huge. It's huge anyway, even before sustainable fashion. I mean, I've been adding bits onto jackets and stuff for years. But what I think Catherine has really captured is the mood of the moment with her sort of process of her designs and what she's doing. So she's rummaging through charity shops and stuff like that, and then really adding on these embellishments, whether it's embroidery, diamante, and all other bits, and then selling them on. And I know quite a few Instagrammers have already purchased them and been showcasing them on their Instagram. Me being kind of me a bit, I like to really kind of design my own, and I didn't know if Catherine offered that service or not, and as it happens, she wanted the opportunity to have a go at it, so we kind of worked on this together, and I'm really pleased with the results. So I don't know about you, before I show the jacket, how much upcycling or do you do, or Janine, if I come to you first, do your clients kind of look to do this? Want to know more about this sort of thing?
Well, you know, mine is like Karen's just said there. I'd agree with you, Karen. Mine's in progress. I have to be honest, as I've said to you girls, me and the sewing machine and the needle don't get along. In my family, my mum was, you know, and my sister, you know, we're like polar opposites there. But from a sustainability point of view, absolutely. Then I'm all over that in helping people understand how they can make smaller, slower changes in their wardrobe, or also by keeping hold of pieces longer or not washing jeans, for instance, as often as maybe.
Yeah, I've stopped
all
washing.
Those things that really add up, yeah. Those small things without, but I have to be honest with you, I'm not really great at taking a piece and, unless it's a pair of jeans and cutting it to like a denim
well,
and pair of shorts,
yeah.
Does that count? Can I
yes,
have that
and I wrote a blog about that last summer, which I have to say is getting so many hits at the moment. So I definitely know it's a, obviously the summer ahead is what's getting that traction.
Yeah.
Because I had a really lovely pair of jeans that got slightly too baggy. Like they were baggy down the bottom, but they fit nicely on the bum. And I thought, gonna have a go. So I watched about 3 or 4 YouTube videos and then had a go and then they're my favorite pair of shorts.
There you go. That's really good. Also patches, I've done that before, you know, when you get a nice little patch and you can iron it on. I'm good at that.
So, have you had a go at anything yourself particularly?
I haven't, but several years ago I met a lady called Abigail Den. And she was painting these incredible paintings on the back of leather jackets. I'm going to show you one here. And at the time, we were talking about getting a leather jacket that I had, very old leather jacket from when I was about 15 years old. And she was going to create an illustration with my two cats in it. I never got round to it, but it's actually something I really want to do. Because when I was at the Arts Club about 2 or 3 weeks ago, in walked this lady with a cream leather bomber jacket on, with one of Abigail Den's illustrations painted on the back. And everybody at the table were like, oh my God, that is beautiful. It's a unique piece that, you know, she's obviously had it designed for her. So if anyone's interested in having anything painted in terms of leather, I can highly recommend Abigail Den textiles. And of course she does everything else in terms of textiles, like pillows and things like that. But I think you will laugh at the fact that I'm so bad at taking anything to a seamstress. I have a pair of Ralph Lauren suede trousers that I was gifted when I did a fashion show for them about 15 years ago. They were too big at the time, so of course they were, you know, taken in and whatever else. Well, thanks to lockdown life, I've now grown into them, so I'm really pleased. My madness and my laziness and all the rest of it. So I've got a really great suede pair of trousers from Ralph Lauren that I can now fit into. It works perfectly. But you know, I'm absolutely shocking. I'm even bad at taking things to the dry cleaner, so I'll have like a pile that'll just slowly but surely grow. So I really do need to get better. You have taught me, Lizzie. I think I love your ideas about the cutting of the shorts and the taking them back and jazzing.
I have to be honest, a family member, a godmother in our family, she was a seamstress anyway, so we were brought up with her making us clothes. My mum also made clothes when we were younger and that, so I was used to the sewing machine being out, but I have to confess I really don't know how to use one. And my mother-in-law is really great. So I am surrounded by women who can help me. I'm sure at some point I'll learn, but I've never really thought of really sort of giving that a go. But with Catherine, I know this is not great for the podcast, but if you have a look at our Instagram accounts, you'll get a feel for this afterwards. I just wanted to chat through, just in case anybody was thinking about having it done, because I didn't want to do embroidery, which I think is quite common, more so sometimes with the denim, is to do the embroidery. But because of the army jacket that I already wear, just to remind you, it's got a lot of embroidery already on, and I didn't want to, I wanted to create something different. So for me, and I don't know if you girls use Pinterest much, but that's always my starting point. So whatever idea I have, it doesn't matter what the item is, I create a board on it. And then I just kept adding photos of images that Pinterest fed to me naturally, and just added them. Anything I liked, I just added to the board. And what that did, that brought it, narrowed it down to two particular design points, which was flowers and bees, or it was lettering and diamante and pearls. So when I made contact with Catherine, because I think the key thing here is sometimes you see things, but you can't actually replicate very well because you can't actually get hold of the same design, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I needed to understand what Catherine could actually get hold of before really setting my heart on things. I don't know about you, but I can get quite emotional if I can't get what I want.
Like me at the moment with Dior.
Yes. So I didn't want to get all stroppy for myself, not to Catherine, obviously, over the situation. So I kind of narrowed it down and then said, what can you help with? So we then started this ongoing WhatsApp chat, which was just brilliant. And she fed back out of all the stuff that I liked, the stuff that she could source. And it really came down. What really picked it, because it's good vibes only, is the lettering. That wasn't how it was in my creative board. But the fact that she could source lettering with pearls all over started to make me think that's the route I wanted to go. There was some embroidery, flowers and stuff, but as soon as I saw that lettering, I knew that was me. And it's really important with anything you do that you stay true to yourself, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then at the front, I didn't want personally too much sparkle, so I just had very subtly some diamante strips at the front. And then to continue the upcycle after what Catherine did, I had a brooch that I broke when I travelled back from Turkey last year. And it was kind of too good to bin. Here's the brooch.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know where I wanted it. So I waited till the jacket was back and then I put the jacket on and then really thought through where I would want it on permanently before I got the mother-in-law to sew it on. Not me. And then finally, the other thing I added, because Catherine really recommended to me to go with stars because she'd done that on a few jackets and said that would really work with the lettering. So this little brooch here was on a really ugly woolly beanie hat that I had for about 5-6 years. That beanie hat, I kind of just wore it dog walking. I didn't really like it. But I saw that and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take that off and I'm going to stick that on my jacket. So it goes to show that you can easily transfer things and make more of stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point you've made, because you think of upcycling, you do think of getting your sewing machine out or having to add something in that way. But let's be honest, if we're not all great with sewing, then you can get things you can iron on, stick on, or like you've just shown there, take a brooch off of something else and put it on a denim jacket, add a completely different vibe to it. I love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant.
So moving that on, we're going to, and I'll be honest, I specifically asked for this feature. I'm being a bit selfish here. I have very fine hair.
Right.
And I have invested. So I have the Dyson hairdryer and I've had it a couple of years. My husband bought it for me for Christmas and is about, the value of it's about £300, which is a lot of money. But I have to say, now being an owner of it for a good 18 months, if it broke tomorrow, I would go out and buy it again. I love it. It has saved me on the cost of blow dries. It saved me in the mornings in terms of drying my hair. I've reduced my hair drying time by a good 15 minutes to get it straight. So definitely worth it. But the Airwrap, which is what I'm specifically asked Janine to talk about, it's another £150. It's £450. And the reason I'm a little bit reluctant to spend £450 is I've bought 5 curling tongs and I can't curl my hair. I get one side good and the other side not.
Yeah.
And I refuse to buy.
You're not alone. Like that, the frizz.
Well, ladies, I'm just about to convert you, okay? Because I won't hear a word said against the gadget of dreams here. And this is not an advert, I'm just going to say, because this sounds like I am advertising. We are not being paid, I've been asked to do this. However, I had the same as you, I had the hairdryer. I have got super fine hair and I have been using this for a couple of years. And if you want to get the salon look at home, this is what you want to get your hands on. And just while we're talking about the price, because you mentioned that first of all, and it is £450. And again, this is not an advert. I am just giving you a suggestion here. Go on to QVC and you can buy it for £450, but then you can buy it on 3 Easy Pay. But so you pay £150 a month, which becomes more affordable. As I said, this is not an advert. But the best thing about it is you can try it for 30 days. And if you don't like it, you can send it back. Right. Now, if you do that with John Lewis, or anywhere else you can buy it. It's not just John Lewis. But, you know, you pop that and then you take it back after 30 days and then go, sorry, I didn't get on with it. They're going to go, you've used it. Whereas, so there is an option for you, which gets across
Does QVC say that then? That you can try?
You can do that with anything of theirs. After, if you try it and you don't like it, you send it back within 30 days. So that is the beauty.
That's what I want, because I think Dyson really fail to let you have a go. Because thinking, I would spend that if I could. I don't want someone doing it to me. That's no good. Do you not agree, Zan? That is absolutely no good. You've got to know that you can do it yourself.
Okay.
I saw Caroline put on there that she's got it and she absolutely loves it. So that fills me with a bit more confidence.
Yeah, I mean, Caroline. It is absolutely brilliant. Now, I'm literally, I know again on a podcast, this isn't going to come across, but I'm literally going to show you how easy it is on this little bit of hair. I've done my hair this morning and I've done a reel on it that I've not put up yet that I will put up and show you how quick. It takes minutes. It comes with barrels. You get different size barrels. I'm just going to use obviously the ones I've got here, but literally just click in the top. You're best off using it on literally damp hair. So it comes with another tool as well for you to dry it off. And they're all
You don't
use it from like soaking wet hair. I use either this tool on it, which is obviously just, you know, the brush to give it the smoothness, or I just take it through like this. Because you get the best when, now obviously my hair's dry now, but I'm going to switch it on so you won't be able to hear me, but look how easily this goes, sucks it in. Right, so I've done that. I'm going to cord shock it now. Can you still hear me? I'm not sure if you can.
Yeah.
Right, now take it out and that's that done. Okay.
Does it look hurt?
Not at all. Hair? That is air literally pulling it in, and no, there's nothing pulling it into anything. It just wraps it around that. Really easily.
My friend of mine, she had one of those ones where it pulled it in, and then she used to
nothing like that. It just pulls it around. It's like a vortex of air that just takes it in. Look,
I'm pretty fascinated.
And then literally down like that. Now I've done my whole hair with that. I mean, you can get big bouncy, you can get soft waves, and then obviously I can't see particularly well. Put my fingers through it like that, and you can see, you know, that. There. Now you change the barrels over so it goes one way or the other, because obviously to get the, you know, going backwards on your hair gives you the best looking curl, really.
How do you do that bit? Because on when you watch YouTube, I've watched about 100 YouTube videos on curling hair.
Yeah.
And I still can't do it. They're always saying to leave that bottom inch out. So hold it there. So do you do that?
Well, you don't get that kind of like you do with the curling tong with this. I know what you mean. Okay. So yeah, you can just leave it out. I mean, I just suck that bit there, and I could leave bits out at the end if I want to. But literally, it's so easy. Look how I can even just go to the back of my hair. I don't even have to hold it in place. It just picks it up for me. It's so, so simple.
After we've said goodbye.
Literally, they should put me on commission for the amount of these I think I've probably sold for them over the years.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it's, you know, it's not cheap. It's an investment. But if you want that salon look, listen to me, it's, do sound like an advert, then it's, honestly, I can't fault it. Now, obviously, I've got fine hair. I haven't got thick hair.
Yeah.
So if you've got fine, silky hair, then it sucks it in like that. I do use hairspray on my hair afterwards. Who doesn't? If we've got fine hair,
it's heat protection. Because I put in about 4 or 5 products.
I do, but you don't need to with this because it doesn't damage your hair. It's not, it uses a different way, obviously, because it's an air wrap. It's not actually putting when we use a heated iron, it's not going into that particular heat. It's using air to create what it does. So it's super, super clever. So if you want something easy to use on your hair, and you can use it on shorter hair.
Dry.
Pardon?
So, comparing the time it takes to dry your hair normally, do you actually have a Dyson hair dryer, or do you use a normal hair dryer?
Well, I don't use it. I use this generally. But it takes...
Even to dry your hair straight?
Yeah.
Or do you dry your hair straight?
Yeah, I use that and that. And it also comes with one of these. Little curling brush one that you can use in your hair. So if I go away, I literally just take that. I don't even take... obviously I've got GHDs, hair straighteners as well. I don't take that. I use it for everything.
So how long do you would say from taking like the turban style off, you got to do a bit of drying, then you're doing the whole drying process. How long would you say from start to finish that takes?
For your hair, because it's about the same length as mine, 5 minutes. Seriously, I've timed it. I've done videos on it before. 5 minutes. Literally how I saw her. 1, 2, 3, round there, head upside down, put my fingers through it, and off I go.
Because even with the hairdryer, I would say it's still a good 10 to 15 minutes, because it used to take me the best part of half an hour to dry my hair.
And then...
straighteners. But I don't want to use straighteners anymore.
No. So... I can't fault it.
I mean, I try to straighten my hair, but it's still, because it's naturally curly, it does like a kind of, it's never truly straight. And the only way you can get that is with a proper hair straightener.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that about 20 years ago, I was using a GHD hair straightener, and I started smelling that burn, and I knew exactly how to use it. Turns out I had one of a batch that they were faulty. And they had to they actually paid out money, and it was 6 months before my wedding. So instead of the long hair I'd been growing for my wedding style, I had to have all of that taken off. So I am truly terrified of any kind of styling gadgets, even when it's being done by a professional, purely because of that.
Because I was going to say, with modelling, are you... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming when you go to a modelling gig, whoever's funding the modelling contract is deciding how you're having your makeup and how you're having your hair. So I take it you don't have much of a say of what they do to you.
No, but you'd like to think that the people who are working on you know what they're doing, and they're using correct heat protectors and everything. But I used to have exceptionally thick hair. I have very fine hair, but I had a lot of it. But after years of having it scraped back and pulled this way and that way, I did a lot of hair shows. I did a lot of hair jobs. That has an effect. And over the last year, I've been having the Hydrafacial Keravive treatment to kind of regenerate the growth in my hair. It's been incredible. We should talk about it at one point.
Yeah, definitely.
But purely just to kind of bring that back, because whether it being stress or whether it being hormones, I'm in my mid-40s, I noticed huge amounts of hair loss around here. And it's shocking on the system, but that's why I'm even more protective of my hair. So in terms of how I style it and what I use on it. So if I could find a styling gadget that takes the frizz into a nice natural curl, but without damaging it.
Oh, you should try it.
And it's something you use on a pretty regular basis. I have an exceptionally good hair dryer. I've had it for about 4 or 5 years. I don't even know what the brand is, but I bought it from a company that actually supplies it to the salons, because it's really important to use a good gadget on your hair to prevent it from being frazzled,
basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think you should give it a go. Give it a go.
COVID taught me, the whole lockdown experience taught me just how bad my hair had got. The reason being is when you first went into lockdown, we all had to get on and handle it ourselves, didn't we? And I think we naturally let our hair grow and we wore it up a bit more. And I found just naturally there was no need to wash it every day, which is what I was doing pre-COVID. And I will confess, because I like to have straight hair and I do get invited to a lot of events, I don't care whether I wear makeup, but I like my hair to look nice. So I could typically get my hair blow dried once to twice a week. And even they pull on your hair, even as professionals. I found when I came out of lockdown one, so after, what were we in lockdown for? 4 months, 5 months?
Yeah.
Within 6 to 8 weeks of going back to washing my hair daily, I wrecked all the good stuff I'd done in lockdown one very quickly. And it just made me really think about, I need to change, especially Edge, what you're saying, Zahn. You get to a certain point in your life and you're thinking, I can't continue doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I have no hair left.
Well, the thing is, we get to a certain age and we're just not producing as much hair. So we really need to protect the hair that we have. We need to be taking our biotin and taking the vitamins for it. But whatever we're putting onto our hair, the way we're washing it, and the treatment products that we're using on it, and the heat, the styling gadgets, we have to be so, so careful. Because once you pulled it out and burned it off, or, you know, it's very difficult to get it to come back in that way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I have to say, again, with my blog, I think I've done 2, if not 3 specific posts about fine hair, because I found if I did any videos on IGTV or put anything about fine hair on Instagram or Facebook, my Facebook page, it has a lot of interaction. So I try to share what I do. And I think, Zahn, you've made a really good point. I think maybe we should just have a fashion fix live purely on looking after your hair and stuff like that, because I really do think there's a lot of interest. In fact, I read something the other day that women hair loss is one of the most Googled searches, which I think is sad in one respect. But I think if we can all share and as you say, Janine, find things that really help, then, you know, I just think, you know, it will benefit others. And yes, I agree, Caroline, put it on Santa's list. I don't know whether Santa does 2 Dyson products in a couple of years. I got the one.
Well, I will say that I spoke to a lady this week after I've had my Caravive treatment, and she had COVID. And one of the symptoms of having had COVID is significant hair loss. And that I tend to get it if I've had a general anesthetic, if I've been into hospital. There's the hormonal changes as well. So there's so many things that can cause a dramatic loss. So it's really important.
But that might be why there is an increase on the Google searches, because obviously people have been ill with COVID, so that might have had an effect.
I think the level of stress that we've been under the last year, I mean, no one planned on a pandemic, and it does have an effect on you. So, yeah.
And well, thank you, Janine, for demonstrating as well. I wasn't expecting that, so I think that's very kind.
Yeah, I just thought it was worth seeing, because, you know, when you see how quick it is, in real life, yeah. And I take it with me when I'm doing photo shoots with clients and I'm doing makeup, and if they need, I'm not a hairdresser, I make that very clear.
But if they need that little bit of bouge.
They need a little bit of bouge, yeah, just, you know, for the photos, what have you. Yeah, brilliant. Love it.
Can I just say, any time I've had the opportunity to take part in professional photo shoots, the hairdresser takes one look at me and starts to get all that fake hair stuff out to clip in.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, right, yeah, I'm the one with the fine hair that doesn't have enough.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I've had extensions once before. I wouldn't do it again.
No, I'm glad I've not really adopted that. But, you know, sometimes some people have to, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, listen, girls, we're going to round up there. I've really enjoyed the chat. Ooh. And I'm going to announce the next date because we've already agreed on it. So we're going to be back on Friday, the 23rd of July. And Samantha will be back to join us. We have, Samantha, I know you're going to watch this. We have missed you. Have we not, girls?
We have.
And so, yes, yeah, so we're gonna sign off. I just seen that, is there a question that I have very thick and a lot of hair and it's curly. I have never foundation a good product for free.
Never found a good. I would try it, Nancy. Definitely. And also, if you weren't here at the beginning, just go on QVC and order it that way, because at least you can try it and see if it works. But you know, I've got fine hair. I can talk from that point of view, but I do know it does really work well on thicker hair as well.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I will load this up and I will make sure that I tag in all the people we've mentioned. And thank you. You've enjoyed the session. Thank you. We will be back 23rd of July and I'll announce it in there. And I'll see you again soon. So bye for now.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fashion Fix Live. We really do appreciate you spending the time with us for all the fashion chat. You can follow all of us on Instagram. Samantha is at Samantha Style Editor. Janine is at Own Your Own Style UK. And Zahn, All Things Zahn. And I'm Lizzie Richardson, your host for Fashion Fix Live and my style blog, Loved by Lizzie. See you again soon. Bye for now.